It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, what are we learning about today in your Wiki Corner?
Well, today's World Bicycle Day.
Hey.
Did you know that?
I biked to work today.
You did not.
I did not.
Do you own a bicycle?
Do I own a bicycle?
Well, if you just think about it, I'm going to say probably not.
I think a bike that I had is actually my dad's garage.
Oh.
I think it's there.
Oh, so you don't ride it anymore is what you're saying.
No, because I think it's there.
Okay.
I don't ride it. You're right.
Okay. Well, the first human means of transport to use only two wheels in tandem.
Yeah.
Was called a dandy horse.
A dandy horse. Bring it back.
And that was invented by a German named Baron Karl von Drais.
Oh.
And it is regarded as the first bicycle, and he is seen as the father of the bicycle.
Baron who?
Karl von Drais.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Constructed almost entirely of wood, the dandy horse weighed 48 pounds and had no pedals. No pedals.
Made
so what you did was you sat on it and then you used your feet to push on the ground.
Oh,
and then
like
you
a
steered.
Kid.
Yeah. And then you steered with the, you know, you could steer it.
That's great. That, you know, when you're learning how to ride a bike now, they have those. They make bikes without pedals so kids can learn how to do the balance and
they don't bang
up their ankles.
So we've kind of gone back to.
That's a dandy horse.
Wow. Amazing.
Dandy horse.
So on his first reported ride on June 12th, 1817, he covered 8 miles in less than an hour.
Wow.
Not bad.
No.
Pushing yourself along.
What year again?
This was in 1817.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the dandy horse was introduced to the public in Mannheim, Germany in 1817, and then in Paris in 1818. Beginning in the 1860s, several different French inventors developed prototypes with pedals attached to the front wheel. These were the first machines to be called bicycles, but they were also known as bone shakers for their rough ride.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
In hopes of adding stability, inventors later introduced new models that sported an oversized front wheel, dubbed penny farthings.
Oh, yeah.
These oddly shaped machines became all the rage during the 1870s and 80s and helped give rise to the first bicycle clubs and competitive races.
Have you ever seen anybody riding a penny farthing?
I feel like I actually have.
Or get up on one?
Like in a parade or something?
Exactly. That's the only place you
don't. Yeah.
Make sure you're riding.
Imagine it in your neighborhood or like watching one go down Creek Street here.
Yeah. What is going on with that guy?
So while the penny farthing helped bring bicycling into the mainstream, its 4-foot-high saddle did make it a little too dangerous for most people to ride and get on.
Yeah.
That finally changed in 1885 when an Englishman named John Starley perfected a safety bicycle design that featured equal-sized wheels and a chain drive. New developments in brakes and tires followed shortly, establishing the basic template for what would become the modern bicycle, and it really hasn't changed that much since then.
Well, what could you do, really?
What more could you do?
There's the recumbent bikes.
You see,
are we going to get to? We could talk about those.
We're not. No.
But those are the ones where the guy looks like he's laying down taking a nap, right?
It looks uncomfortable to me.
It's supposed to be very comfortable.
I'm sure it is, but like I don't know. It just seems, I don't know.
It seems like it'd be hard to watch where you're going.
Yeah. So the so-called safety bicycle
gave
women unprecedented mobility, contributing to their emancipation in Western nations. As bicycles became safer and cheaper, more women had access to the personal freedom that bicycles embodied. And
you're
so
welcome.
The bicycle came to symbolize the new woman of the late 19th century, especially in Britain and here in the U.S.
Okay.
The bicycle craze in the 1890s also led to a movement for so-called rational dress, which helped liberate women from corsets, ankle-length skirts, and other restrictive garments, substituting the then-shocking bloomers.
Bloomers!
You have to wear your bloomers on your bike to get around.
You don't get caught up in the chain, right.
In 1895, American Annie Londonderry became the first woman to bicycle around the world, all the way back then, 1895.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing.
I think I've talked about her on a Wiki Corner
You might
before.
Have.
Yeah.
A lot of people who go around the world you talk about.
Now, the tandem bicycle, which I do have a tandem bicycle.
A bicycle built for two.
We've taken it out exactly once so far this year.
Well, the weather's been awful.
It has. It first appeared in the late 1800s and became popular in the 1890s. Now, the world's longest.
By the way, will you take it out tonight, please?
Probably not. I got plans tonight. Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow. Okay.
Maybe tomorrow.
Please.
But the world's longest.
What color is the bike?
It's white.
So if anybody sees two people riding on a white bike,
there are
tomorrow,
many tandem bicycles.
Well, that's
around,
what I'm saying.
So if you see it, it's
if
probably
you spot
us.
That in Webster, give Sarah a wave, will you?
So the world's longest tandem bicycle measured 181 feet 7 inches.
Wow.
Yeah. It was made by a team of engineers in the Netherlands. And on April 30th, 2024, two riders, one steering at the front and one pedaling at the back.
Wow.
181 feet from each other.
How do they talk to each other?
That's a great question. I don't know. But they rode the bike over a 100-meter distance to secure the Guinness World Records title. And to date, it is the largest functional bicycle ever created.
I hope so.
Yeah. It's only two riders, though. I wish they should have, like, you know.
It's like with that ridiculously long limo, the world's longest limo, with, like, the helicopter landing pad and the pool.
Yeah.
Need to work that into your tandem.
Now, have you ever done a wheelie?
Yeah, of course. Well, I've tried.
Have you really?
Well, I've tried.
Okay, we never had. Okay. Well, a guy named Kurt Osborne.
You do that when you're a kid. You try to go like this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call that a wheelie that I did, but.
Yeah, but you gave it your best shot.
It looked great in my head.
I'm sure it did. Well, Kurt Osborne from California is the Guinness World Record holder for the longest bicycle wheelie. On August 8th, 1998, he rode a wheelie for a record 11 hours at the Anaheim Convention Center. Then, from April 13th to June 25th, 1999, Kurt rode 2,839 miles from Hollywood to the Guinness World Records Experience in Orlando on one wheel, doing a wheelie the whole time. Also for a Guinness World Record, becoming the first person in history to ride a bicycle wheelie coast to coast.
That man must have been no more than 25 years old. Otherwise, his back would be
I'm certain. I don't even understand how you could do that. That's
insane.
That seems crazy to me. Today, there are many more bicycles than cars, with approximately 100 million bicycles manufactured worldwide every year.
Wow.
And last year, in 2024,
More
Americans rode a bike than ever before. Did you ride a bike last year at all?
I don't know. Can't remember.
Well, a study found that a record 112 million Americans, that's 35% of those ages 3 and older, rode a bike at least once in 2024.
Good for us.
Good for us.
That impresses me that we did more of that recently than before.
Yeah.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with the bicycle, did you, Sarah?
Yes. We're going to play Bicycle Race by Queen.
Classic. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 1027, Queen's Bicycle Race. That's what you sing as you're riding the tandem.
That is what I
sing. I want to ride my bicycle.
No, I say I am riding my bicycle.
I am riding my... folks, oh no, what are we talking... Why did we play that song, Sarah? Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Well, because today's World Bicycle Day.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Go.
All right, the first bicycle was almost entirely made of wood and weighed 48 pounds.
There are many more bicycles than cars, with around 100 million manufactured worldwide each year.
And the longest tandem bicycle measured over 181 feet long.
Oh my gosh. Imagine the size of your garage. You got to keep that in.
Right. It would be hard to go around corners. You could really only go straight.
About that. 180 feet long? Yeah. You'd see a bend coming up. You'd be like, we got to turn around. How are we going to turn around?
Yeah.
Just go straight.
It's not, you know, it was for the record. I mean, it's not.
No, it's not practical.
Right.
Folks who want to learn more about bicycles, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And you catch this live on Facebook every day at 4:10. We stream it live. And then you can catch the archives. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. You'll find the channel.
Right.
All the archives there.
Yes.
And be sure to like and subscribe so you know when we post new material.
Absolutely.
And if you see a white tandem bicycle around Webster, wave to Sarah, please.
Yeah.
Don't startle her with a horn blast, though. You're back tomorrow. Fresh episode 4:10.
I am.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Birthday to Gail, by the way.
Oh, yes. It's my mom's,
birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Traffic and weather next on Legends 102.7.